Wasagucci.
What's Gucci?
Yeah, I've kissed a dude before.
Why are we kissing dudes?
I once held in a fart so long that I lost my boner.
Flaccid, flaccid.
Is this the guy that didn't give you ribs at his cookout?
Nigel ain't got no ribs.
I thought I may have caught autism.
Please welcome the Schmeatball Boys, Nigel Beck and Aaron Boone.
Yeah, Daddy. We're in. Coming in.
All the way in?
Yeah, all the way in. Full throttle. You ready for this?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I think
so.
Talk
about Nickelback?
Well, we were talking about Nickelback. And
we can continue talking about Nickelback.
Oh, you just want to put this on the pod? Like, this
I
is
do,
gold.
Yeah.
You want it on the pod?
This is good stuff right here.
Skrillex is the Nickelback of dubstep. It's a hot take because he had all those bangers. He had all the hits. And now everyone acts like he didn't have those hits.
Well, because everyone covered him so many times, though.
Listen, I listened to so much Skrillex when it first came, like, oh, when he was first doing his thing with the Scary Sprites, whatever the fuck it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, Scary Monsters, Nice Sprites, yes.
Dude, gotcha. It was so fucking popular that I literally only drank Sprite for a whole year. Turns out he wasn't even sponsored. Turns out he wasn't even sponsored.
Nothing to do with Skrillex.
Hey, Scary Sprite. You know what I'm saying? Hey, can we all just take a minute right here and talk about how Sprite has just given up on trying to market to white people and they're going all in on marketing to black people?
Why you say that?
Drake, LeBron, like yeah, they don't even care. They're trying to go. They just went completely, and I'm cool with it. I mean, I'm not complaining about it, but I just thought it was really funny because, like,
I don't know that it's necessarily the black
name the
community.
Last time you saw a white guy drinking a Sprite.
I don't know that it's necessarily the. That's a good
yeah,
point, actually. Though.
That's my thought.
I don't know that it's necessarily the black community as much as it is the biggest stars in the world right now.
Yes, but.
Because when Drake did his commercial, he was
blowing up.
Peak.
Well, he was peak safe at that point. Because he was still doing like his little sad boy. Like he wasn't like.
That was. He was
on
in theaters.
Shit.
He was in theaters. Like
yeah.
he was.
No. I'm saying.
Opening
he was,
movie theaters.
He was a big deal. I'm
the
not
commercial
saying,
was,
oh, yeah,
not
yeah.
him.
Yeah, yeah. I was just like. Because LeBron is also kind of a safe figure to put out there.
Yeah.
It's like. It's not like. Fucking, you didn't put Gilbert Arenas on the screen where he brings a gun to practice one day. He's like, what's up, bro?
Let's go burst.
Jesus.
Like, let's
blow. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's like they were safe picks. I'm not saying that they
yeah,
were like,
no.
they like went over the top. They were like, you know yeah. what? Also, fuck the police. Drink a Sprite.
They were.
Meanwhile, Pepsi was like, hey, you know what? Fuck all that. Get me a Kendall Jenner on this bitch and who fixes racism with one can. And
oh,
we all
Lord.
Know that the way to fix fucking racism is her two cans. For everybody.
That's how you fix it?
Yeah.
For everybody.
Show them. If you want to fix racism, show them. Because you're going to stop racism for at least 30 seconds. At least.
They're not that big.
It doesn't
so
matter.
30
it,
seconds?
You think, if listen, if you full white hood, burning down a neighborhood, you're going to lynch mob, whatever you're doing, and you see some tatas?
Yeah, stop
you. You can take a minute and
probably.
Check it out. You can check it out.
That's probably true. Probably
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's right or it's going to solve all the problems, but it'll stop them for a minute.
Not going to disagree.
Yeah. Yeah, see, I'm on to a point. All I'm saying are facts right now.
Okay.
That's spitting cool. facts.
I just think, again, they just went after the top person or people.
Mm-hmm.
At their career and then put that out.
Yeah, but they could have picked Kanye at that time, who was also blowing up. Remember, Kanye exploded with Drake, and then Kanye did the whole, like, I'm going crazy.
No, Kanye was technically before Drake.
No, because it didn't.
Yeah, Kanye was before
Dark,
Drake.
When did Dark Beautiful Fantasy come out?
No, okay, now he released an
now,
album
graduation,
around that time.
Graduation was before
that's what
that.
I'm saying. He released
yeah.
an album around the time
he let out
of Drake,
some
yes.
bangers during
oh,
that
he
period.
Did. He
that's
did.
What I'm saying.
But when they peak blew up, like when you first, everyone had that name in their mouth,
mm-hmm.
Drake, it was after, I was pretty sure it was after Fireworks, which was, or sorry, Thank Me Later, not
yeah.
Fireworks, but. One of his songs.
Yeah.
Thank Me Later, which is his first album.
Fireworks is Katy Perry, but okay.
No, Fireworks is Drake's first song on Thank Me Later.
Okay, well, I'm just saying.
So Katy Perry stole the title. It's all good. It's fine.
Hey, listen, I'm not going to listen to any Katy Perry slander in this house when whatever that fucking music video was where she had whipped cream tits going on, just spraying them into the sun. I didn't even listen to the music, but I was a fan.
New or old?
Her old.
Oh,
like California her, like girls. One of her, yeah.
California girls. She's had
those fucking machine titties just blowing fucking whipped cream California everywhere, girls, or spray cream everywhere. And I was like, yeah. What's up with that? I was like, I hope this doesn't become a fucking weird fetish. That's yeah. What you...
I hope there's no porn made about this.
What? No, looking listen, first of all, side. Pornography is absolutely off the fucking chain in this world. It's so fucking bad. Dude, so Resident Evil came out with a fucking like new trailer like 3 days ago. Oh, there's like hundreds of hours of pornography based off of it already. It's stupid. What? Oh, yeah.
For real?
For real. For real.
What, Resident Do you know Evil, what, isn't that a scary game?
Like, yeah, yeah. But there is apparently like some 8 foot game? Tall, 9 foot tall, like vampire bitch with them titties out. And then everyone's like freaking out about it. And they're like, oh, yeah. Like, usually you got to run away, but I'm trying to run into her. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like.
And die?
Well, my thing is, I'm just like, I mean, you can just like go to Pornhub, bro. You don't got to like get weird in a video game. I think that's the part that's creeping me. Any dude who like watches pornography and Jack, like, at least he's doing it like in a lane that fits. Don't fucking make it weird. Like, this whole like brony bullshit where you're like jacking off to anime cartoons and shit, I'm out. That's fucking weird to me.
What you call that, brony?
Yeah, like what the My that? Little Ponies. Oh, yeah, that's a whole fucking lane.
Okay, I was it's curious like where grown that ass
men
from.
In their grandma's okay. basements because they're fucking losers, jacking off to ponies, animated ponies, not even real life ponies. Yeah. Like, they don't want a real horse with like fucking rainbows shooting out of its ass. They want like a fake one with all the little drawings, like ooh, or whatever the fuck they do. These fucking losers with their waifu pillows. Yeah, fuck those guys. I like how this world's all about. Let's accept it. Let's be accepting. No. Fuck you, bro. Fuck, you bring that shit around here, you're going to get roasted to damn death. I don't like this whole idea where we start to, like, it's okay to normalize weird shit now. That's something, that's the one thing I wish that would cancel culture would get behind. Let's start canceling this weird shit that don't make any sense and just fucking axe them out of society, stop talking to them, let them become the lonely loser they were always destined to be. And they're like, no one likes me and accept me. And it's like, yeah, you beat off to cartoons, you fucking weirdo.
We're all special, man. You're going to accept everything.
That's not true at all.
From everybody.
I don't accept. Because
we're all unique and we're all so special.
But if we're all unique, none of us are unique. Big brain time.
That's false.
That's deep, bro. I'm 14 and that's deep.
Yeah, you're 14 and that don't make no sense.
Yeah, I'm saying like when you're 14 years old and you say some shit like that, you're like, holy fuck, I figured life out. I'm like a philosopher, bro. 14 yeah, and this is deep.
I'm good. Yeah, that is. That's super deep, actually.
Yeah, when you're 14. If we're all individuals, aren't we all the same? Ooh. He's like text that to some girl, like, that sounds smart. She's just like, the fuck is he talking about?
Or try to meet up at the mall later.
LOL. She just hits you with that LOL. Mm-hmm. And it's like, what the fuck do I say to that?
And then you're not actually ready for
and
it.
And then you send a dick pic because you're like, is that what we're doing now? Is that now?
What we're talking
about? Is this where we're at? That's
what this was.
Yeah.
I get that. I get that.
And then she was like, 1.2 megabytes. And you're just like, yeah, it's not that big. Pretty quick download there. We're ready for that? Back then, 2014, too, you already know it's hella pixelated, too. Like, it looks awful. And it was like, yo, you all right? Is that gum beat? No, that's a wash rag on the floor. That ain't even my dick. What are you looking at right now? It's like in the right-hand corner, if you like kind of squint. I know you're looking on your Razer phone, flipping that bitch.
Yeah, trying to like push the up button.
Yeah.
So you can scroll in.
And meanwhile, it looks like an 8-bit Mario. And you're just like, yeah, there it is. My dick's the one jumping on the toad. Like, fuck off. Yeah.
It's going down the tunnel. What have we got tonight? What are we doing?
Oh,
are we just hitting.
I'm just blasting out some content.
Hot topics.
Well, I don't know about hot topics. I do want to say it's Kobe's anniversary today.
So sad.
I want to make jokes.
Don't do it.
But I feel like it's.
Don't make jokes.
I feel like it's like beating a dead horse. You know, everyone's made the jokes already. It's been a year. It's time. Blah 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 blah. We miss you. You're an accused rapist, but never confirmed or charged, technically. Settled out of court. So allegedly he's a rapist. Allegedly. But he changed his number, so it didn't even matter. What did he change his number to? 24?
Mm-hmm.
8 was the rapist. He like reinvented himself. That's totally cool.
So he became the Black Mamba.
Yeah. Yeah. Because before he was the Black Predator, but now he's the Black Mamba. Yeah, I like that.
He let it out.
I like that.
He let it go. Let it loose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he became a good family man. Maybe. It's weird how shit like that changes, isn't it?
Maybe.
Like, I'm not saying people aren't allowed to change.
I mean, yes, it's weird like that, but it's more, maybe he changed.
And I never liked the idea, too, of, like, when something bad happens, people want to bring that up immediately. It's like, hey, let the air clear a little bit, yeah. All right? And then we bring that shit up. You don't put that on the fucking news the next day. Like, I can't believe everyone's celebrating a potential rapist. And it's just like, I mean, we let Bill Cosby get away with that shit for 60 years. Like, fuck off. Like, we can't let this man, like, rest in peace for 10 minutes.
Conspiracy time or no?
I mean, I'll take it. What do you got? Is it good? Yeah.
How deep you want to go?
I'm cool with celebrity theories. Don't bring the government shit in here.
No, has nothing to do with government.
If it's celebrity theories, I'm all in.
So you know Kobe started a book series? Did you know that? He was writing.
I didn't even
books.
Know he could read, but yeah. I'm just kidding. He's actually really artistic.
I
didn't want to shit on him.
You say something I cannot not laugh at. I didn't want to laugh at that. I wasn't expecting.
Do you know what? Do you know why Kobe was into so many different lanes? Name one pass he's ever taken. He shot everything that came his way, bro.
He was, of course. I'm not looking at you. He was, of course, heavily involved in the China stuff and the China market as well. Has nothing to do with what I'm about to say. But like, he was a worldwide superstar.
Yeah, for sure.
But he got into the kids' books arena.
And the Bernstein Bears author came and stomped that ass out?
No, he's got some real interesting books.
Oh.
There was one...
Like Dark?
Not...
Why is Daddy Hitting Mommy?
Not dark, but more like... You have to talk to your shadow self.
Oh, like you got a dark passenger.
Like
there's a dark side to you.
That kind of stuff.
Like
that was the majority of his books. Was
like someone will come to you asking for help, and you just take advantage of them. Like your little son comes up, he's like, "Dad, my wiener's hard," and you're like, "Hey, bro."
It was like no. It
Oh, you thought we were going to let it die. This is the third episode in a row I'm bringing that bitch back. What's up?
Y'all took on liberty yourselves to talk about.
Hey, you soft-served that bitch right to us.
You
should have thought about how it sounded when you said
it. No. There we go. Wasn't thinking about it. Because that's not what I meant. They needed to... I think it was basketball related, if I'm not wrong. It was like a little girl, basketball related, but she needed to.
She had to beat her shadow self one on one in the fucking driveway. Had to break its ankles.
Realize her inner
Mamba,
darkness,
to
go out there and win. And I was like, nah, that ain't right.
I feel like
why are you teaching that to kids?
I feel like Kobe doesn't really relate to kids, though. Like, all the cool stuff about Kobe, like, the stuff that you would consider cool is stuff that comes when you're older.
Yeah.
Like, I agree with all his competitiveness. I get all that stuff.
Yeah.
Listen, if I was playing pickup basketball, I don't want Kobe on my team. Fuck you.
Oh, I do.
No, because I'm going to pass the ball. And I'm like, hey, he might pass. Nope, he's taking the shot. Fuck.
Yeah, and you're probably going to win.
Yeah, that's fair. But also, like, if I'm playing pickup ball, I'm just trying to have a good time.
Hey, who did you play pickup ball with?
Men, grown men.
No. You're
my boy Eggs.
No. Your tall friend.
Yeah, Eggs. Zach.
Okay. Oh, that's what you call him?
His nickname's Young Eggs.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And what did you do? Just feed him the whole time, right? He took the shots?
Yeah, but I was also doing cool stuff.
You could
had nothing to do with the shot.
Yeah, so you'd do the same thing with Kobe.
Potentially, yes. But I wouldn't get to handle the ball at that point.
He's
not
gonna
let me handle the ball. He's not gonna let me handle the rock. Kobe would be five.
If he knew he was the shooter. He'd be like, ah, I guess he can bring
Kobe
it down.
Kobe'd be 5-on-1. He's like, I'm not passing it to that fat white kid. He would make a purposeful of it, too. Like, Kobe's the type of dude that walks into practice and just grabs the fattest dude in the room by the boob and is like, what's up? Why you fat?
Holds it.
Yeah. Like doesn't let go of it. His hand. Like, he's the kind of dude who comes to practice.
By all four fingers.
He's the kind of dude who comes to practice with the, you know, the claw, like, for short people who can't reach the top shelf. And he just walks over and just grabs it and holds on to it. He's like, all right. You're just like, the fuck is going on?
He goes, just holds
I spent $20 at Walgreens for this just to fuck with you. And it's like, thanks, bro. Appreciate that. Couldn't give me a free set of shoes, but you came over here to make fun of my body weight.
Grab my titty. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, probably. He probably was that way.
If you could go back, would you have ever chosen Shaq over Kobe? When you had the two at the same time as a Lakers fan?
No.
Can we talk about how I fucking hate Shaq right now?
Do you really?
I really do. I've lost a lot of respect for Shaq.
Just in some wild stuff.
Well, you didn't hear the whole thing. Like, he was shitting on Rudy Gobert for the whole year because he got the big extension.
Oh,
he's just like, Rudy Gobert can't even score points. Like, why is he getting $200 million a year? And I was like, well, first of all, he's
getting how much a year?
$200 million is his contract.
Oh, I was like, a year.
But he's
what
like,
kind of record breaking thing is this?
If I played in the NBA now, I'd have like 45 points. And I was like, Shaq, no, you wouldn't. You can't shoot a three. You wouldn't even be on the fucking floor. Like, I get your big dominant.
Man ball has gone
died
to
right
the
now.
Wayside.
It's dead right now.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it won't come
it's
back.
Gone to the
or
wayside.
Come in the yeah.
Yeah.
Everything comes in like cycles.
Yeah.
Because now, even now, you have like big guys that can do stuff, but they all shoot the three right now. Mm-hmm. Every big time center currently is shooting the three.
Yeah.
Shaq couldn't hit it from the fucking free throw line.
Agreed.
90%. Like, that dude, the defense against Shaq was, hey, just foul the fuck out of him and watch him miss for the whole game.
Hack a Shaq. And that is where it came from.
But that's what I'm saying. And now you're telling me that he's just suddenly going to dominate in the league? And it's like, no, dude, I would just pick some random fucking kid on my bench. And it's like, hey, every time Shaq gets the ball, shove him to the floor.
Yeah. He would have to, his game would have to, his game would have to evolve for sure. It would not translate to.
My dog agrees with everything you're saying.
Current. That's cool. I appreciate that, man. But his game would not translate to current.
But yeah, he's just being extra petty too. Like, he's talking to Donovan Mitchell, who's also on the Utah Jazz, and he's like,
yeah.
I said at the beginning of the year, I just didn't think you had it to like be better. And he was like, okay. And like, Donovan was like, all right. And he goes, okay, that's it. And it was a super awkward ass interview. And I was like, Shaq is so fucking petty for no reason. And it's like, who hurt him?
I think he's one of those that had to hang it up before he was ready to hang it up.
Maybe, but he always talks about rings, earn it. And then he talks about how he like was a super willing or like a super active participant in those. And I'm not saying he didn't earn those rings, but he's also against the super teams and all this other shit. And it's like, oh, I'm sorry. Every single team you were on had a superstar that wasn't you.
Okay, so that's two.
What?
People.
Yeah, I just don't like these super petty.
Super teams to me are three or more.
It depends on where the second person comes from. That's what decides the super team or not. If you like, because if it's about money and you go to the team that has the best offer for you or the best fit for you, that's one thing.
To me,
but when you look at the paper and you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go play with LeBron because he's gonna win. To me, that's a super team. It depends on the motivation, is what makes a super team to me, because like Kyrie and Durant. Together, that's a super team. You can say whatever the fuck you want. That's a super team.
Because nowadays,
everything is a super team. It's all twos now. Remember, it used to be the big three. Now it's the big two, and like as many like co-players you can get.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, let's just look in the West. You've got AD LeBron as a twofer.
That's the twofer.
You've got the Kawhi PG. That's the twofer. It was what's currently in. Jokic and Jamal Murray. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's always two. It's always two now.
Who?
It used to be the big
who
three.
Who was the last one you just said?
You don't know who Jamal Murray is? Him
who,
and...
Who was the last one you just said?
Jokic.
Is he a white guy?
Yeah.
White guy.
He's the big fucking white guy putting up a triple-double every night.
Is that Dallas?
No.
Because who's Dallas?
That's Doncic.
Yeah, I know oh, Luka yeah.
Luka and Porzingis.
Porzingis.
Yeah. that's the big two.
Is that
for them.
It? That's the two?
For them, that's the big two. That's what I'm saying. It's like most teams just have two. And honestly, I like that. Now the Nets have three with fucking Harden, but whatever, bitches.
Super teams were three, though. When they became super teams.
Well, no, that's what started the big trend, remember, because the Celtics did it, then the big three in Miami, and then that was like the thing for a while. And then we kind of noticed how it didn't really work a lot of the times because it meant the third guy had to sacrifice a lot. Like, mm-hmm. like Bosch was a superstar in Toronto.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. And then when he went to Miami, he was just like, yeah, I'll get the ball sometimes. That's fine.
Yeah.
I won't score, but I'll do everything else for this team, which is like, I mean, look at Kevin Love when he went to the Cleveland
mm-hmm.
with Kyrie LeBron.
And LeBron. Yeah.
Like, that dude was a superstar. Like, yeah, he wasn't winning games, but that stat sheet was fat as fuck when he was there. And then they were just like, hey, bro, I'm going to need you to stand in that fucking corner away from the basket all game.
I would call Harden and Durant a super team. Not a super team, but a pair. To me, still, if you're talking about super teams, it's a three thing. Because Jordan had Pippen, but no one calls that a super team.
It's also not fair because they got him organically.
No, still, though.
Because technically, it's...
Okay, so it's Clay and Clay. Golden State.
Yeah, Steph, Clay, yeah, Draymond, yeah. It's three. And then they got KD was four.
Which is why they couldn't be beaten.
I mean, until KD blew out his Achilles. Fucking snake-ass boy. That's what you get, boy.
That's what I'm saying.
You know what happened? He jumped up, and OKC's ghost slapped his fucking ankles midair, and he came down, blew his Achilles knee as he was laying there. I hope someone whispered right in his ear. They were like, Boomer Sooner. And then, like, disappeared.
He went college football all
yeah.
of a sudden.
Yeah, for no reason. I couldn't think of anything cool from Oklahoma. What was I going to say? Where the wind comes sweeping down the plains. Yeah, so it's going to be yeah. like, hey, what the fuck? He wouldn't even get that reference. He would just be like he was like, I ain't watched a fucking musical.
yeah, no, for real. Now, to me,
you're the real MVP. This is fucking.
That's what he gets for crying. That's what he gets for crying at the MVP awards.
I was touched as a fan. I was like, man, that's, I love that dude. And then he left us, and then I was like, hey, fuck that dude.
MVP this year?
Honestly, it's probably LeBron. It should listen.
I mean, at the end of the year, who do you think it's going to be?
LeBron. Personally, listen. I'm as much of a LeBron untruther. He's not better than Jordan. LeBron should probably win it just about every year. You can say what you want. Like, most important, most valuable. I don't give a fuck about. He's the best player in the game currently. Like, you can say what you want about all the up and comers, the new risers, the Giannis's into the world. It's like, nah, it's LeBron. It's LeBron until LeBron quits, basically. Someone might pass him here in the end as he's getting older, but like he's like, what, his 18th or 19th season?
What's the old dude from the Pelicans? What's his name?
Oh, Zion?
Yeah.
He's thick as a brick, bro.
Where's he at? Is he playing? He's playing,
right?
He
plays.
Right?
It's a really convoluted. It's weird. It's weird down there. I've only watched one game. And it's
he was supposed
weird.
To be the next LBJ.
Well, dude, seriously, like, when he was at Duke, jumped like fucking Blake Griffin jumped.
Yeah.
Like, there was some sick highlights of that dude.
Yeah.
Blew out his shoe.
I watched him all in high school before he even got to college.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the hype was there. But now he looks, first of all, he looks lost a lot of the times. And I'm just like, that happens. It's a big leap from college to NBA. Yeah. But it also looks like the team has no idea how to use him because it's like, he's really big to be a four. It's too small to be a five. Doesn't have enough shot to be a four.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of a weird fit for him. But again, because he's not technically as athletic as LeBron. He's very similar in size, but LeBron moves very differently than most people his size.
Well, hey, I'll give LeBron this. I'll give Zion this, period, I guess, because LeBron, he came into the league.
He was rough, but he also came straight out of high school.
He also couldn't shoot.
Well, yeah, well, at that time, no one was shooting in the NBA.
It's true.
It's like, you know, Steph already passed Reggie Miller's three-point shot record.
Oh, no surprise.
Yeah, except fucking Reggie Miller played till he was like 89. Like, that's dude played true, until actually. He was old as fuck.
Yeah.
And Steph is out here at 33 after missing a season.
Yeah.
And he was like, ha 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 ha. Like, dude's going to have the record by like 2,000 fucking shots. And it's not even going to be fucking close. Yeah. And I'm just like, nowadays, that's the whole game. It's like, hey, could you shoot it from the fucking half-court line every fucking play and make it?
Mm-hmm.
If not, you're never going to make it.
Yeah.
That's so strange to me because, like,
Get that range on you, boy.
Well, like back in the day, they were like a 3-point line. If I ever see you take a fucking three, I'm cutting your ass.
You better be dunking the ball every time.
If it's a dunk.
Exactly what
dunk
it used
is
to
the
be.
Best shot. Now they're like, statistically, if you're not shooting 45% from the 3-point line, you're going to lose every game. It's like, what the fuck?
LeBron by himself shooting, what, 42, 43%, something like that? By
he's
himself.
Never been considered a shooter.
No.
And he just broke the top 10 for 3-pointers made
That's
in a
wild.
Career. That's what
That's
I'm saying.
Wild.
It's interesting how stuff like that changes. So let's get into this podcast because I'm going to hit you with some different shit right now.
So make it off some basketball.
Yeah, sorry. We went down the sports lane real hard. Yeah. If you're an actor in Hollywood right now, you can be in any kind of movie you want.
Let's go.
What genre, and you're the lead actor, you can be a character actor. You get to pick your role, you get to pick your movie. What are you?
What?
What would you choose to be?
Like, I know the genre movie I'd like to be in.
Okay, and what is that?
Like that's my favorite genre to watch. So suspense thriller.
Okay. Now are you like the main guy? Are you the protagonist, the antagonist, a side character?
I'd probably like to be the bad guy, to be honest.
Ooh, so you're the antagonist. I like that.
Yeah.
And they're trying to catch you because you're the bad guy? You're like the mysterious one? You're just like... The body's on the third floor. And then you like hang up the phone.
I'd be cool with that. Or this is not a suspense thriller movie, what I'm about to name. But if there was a role, it's just in general, I guess. I'm not going to have to name a role. Dirty Cop.
A Dirty Cop. Too. I like that.
I was thinking specifically Denzel in Training Day.
I was specifically thinking you would just get any role that Louis Pena turned down.
I'd take that too.
Yeah, like they were like Louis Pena was like, "Hey, I'm too busy for this," and you'd just be like, "Yeah, I'll take it. I'll do it. Whatever you were gonna pay him, like half, like
take a quarter. It doesn't even matter. I'll take it, please."
Yeah, I like that. Not because you're both Mexican. I just feel like he plays a lot
of
different roles. No, because he plays
not.
A lot of weird shit roles. Like, at one second, he's, like, a fucking cop, and the next second, he's, like, the funny bad guy in a Marvel movie, but he's, like, the funny bad guy, good guy. Like, it's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, he just takes any role. He doesn't give a shit.
He is very good at morphing into
He does, like, Narcos,
role.
Too. He's really good in that. It's not Narcos.
Pena
it's the other one. It's the other one.
He was in Game of Thrones. The guy you're talking about.
No. I'm talking... Pena was a bad guy in...
Not in
a
Narcos.
Drug movie. It's a drug show, though. I can't remember if it's Narcos. It's not Narcos. Maybe it's Narcos Mexico. Because there's like the new one. Or Marco, like Cuba or whatever it is. Because there's two.
I don't know. The Narcos cop is...
Pedro Pascal from Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
And The Mandalorian.
Yes. And The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get that. But I'm like...
I'll do some weight, though.
Any movie that couldn't afford Adam Devine as a character can come see me. I'll do it. I feel like I play his roles really good. Could I be willing to act out a little more because, like, I'm a little slut for attention, a little slut, and I'd work real hard to be funny in the back. I don't want to be a main character, but I always feel like I'd be really good at, like, say it's in, like, a feel-good, like, drama, kind of, but it's like, oh, this kid has cancer, and he has the one funny friend who's, like, helping him get through it.
Yeah.
Like a role that Seth Rogen should have, but they were like, we don't want you to smoke weed, and he's like, I'm out, and then that's me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm there. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I feel like I would be good at that. Like, I just, like, or, like, I'm, like, the comedic relief and, like, tenseful, like suspense.
Yeah. Well, that's what Adam says about not being like the main role all the time.
I just
like,
want to be
the lead guy.
I just want to be the one who breaks the ice.
He's like
a
the
lot.
Funny guy. He's always the funny guy.
Yeah. Or like the they're like, how the fuck did that fat piece of shit get the hot girl in the end? That's the character role I'm good for, I think. And they were just like, he's got a heart of gold, but he's kind of a dick. And I was like, what's up? It's me.
I'm in there. I see.
I think I would be good at that. Now that you're a celebrity in Hollywood and you just acted in your first major movie, what celebrity friend are you immediately going for? You can pick anybody that's a celebrity. Who's your friend?
I think I've already told you this before.
For a good hang.
It's Adam Devine.
Adam Devine, fuck.
That
okay.
Is my guy.
Yeah. So you chose the A-list version of me. That's cool.
Yes, I just
Who's a C-list actor, so that I'm like a F-list actor.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Fuck.
Outside of him... I love to just be inspired by a sit-down conversation with Kevin Hart.
He's going to teach you how to cheat on his wife.
No. That dude...
No, listen. Works. That dude does work. Dude, and I've watched the whole documentary. Works, I've done. I like him.
No, I've He's never funny seen a documentary. Fuck. I've just listened He's to him on podcasts and stuff. He's constantly doing his thing.
But I also know. I feel like Kevin is not a good hang. Here's why.
I feel like he's gonna be busy.
He's busy. He's doing shit. He's making money. He's gonna look at you like, why are you not doing shit making money? You're like, hey, I'm chilling right now.
Did
he's
you
like,
not hear what
get
I
your shit together.
Comment
yeah.
by?
That's what I'm saying.
I'd love to be inspired by somebody like that to just go get it all the time. That would be to be around him while he's in it. While he's in it, just a daily, just one day,
just the grind,
a normal.
You
want to
be inspired, but I'm just like, why not choose The Rock at that point?
Because
The Rock is also going to give you tequila at the end of it, which is like, he's like, hey, bro, we're going to take a shot.
You're also going to hit a good workout, but I mean, you had a good workout with Kevin Hart. That's all.
I mean, maybe half of his workouts fucking getting his big boy pants on. What are you talking about? Yeah,
all Kevin Hart works is core.
Yeah,
it's all like core stuff.
That's all he cares about.
Yeah.
The Rock is out here jacked beyond belief. He's going to get you on the good juice.
He's probably going to give you that HGs.
He's going to be like, hey, bro, here's that top-of-the-line fucking bull shark semen bullshit that's going to get you jacked immediately. It's like, hey, yeah, your testicles may be small, but that won't matter when you're fucking beefy.
Yeah, you got to inject into the third wrinkle of your anus. It's like right there. Just
like he knows right where to go, and he's willing to do it for
you. If you do it anywhere else, that's not it. Right there, that's where you do it.
Yeah, I think he's the dude to hang... I'm choosing Paul Rudd. I think Paul Rudd is chill as fuck.
That'd be fun.
Because listen, I
like
there's
Seth Rogen.
There's a deep run. Yeah. Here's the deep run with that. Seth Rogen wants to smoke weed and hang out.
I'm cool with that. Paul That's what Rudd, I'm saying.
I don't smoke weed. Paul Rudd seems like the type of dude who'll be like, I want to go to a baseball game today. You want to go to a baseball game? You're like, yeah, man. Let's go to a baseball game.
Yeah.
And then he gets you like the best seats in the house. He pays for it because he's like, oh, I don't give a fuck. Like, it's cool. Just come hang out with me. And then the next thing you know, you're like, dude, that was totally fun. He goes, do you want to buy a baseball team? And you're like, what? And he goes, well, I'll buy
As
a baseball
C-less
team.
Actor.
But that's what I'm saying. He's like, I'll buy a baseball team. And he'll just help me run it. And we'll just do it. Like, Paul Rudd seems like the kind of guy who just comes over, too. Like, he's like a really big celebrity, but he also doesn't feel like one. So he just comes over, and he was like, are we doing meatloaf for dinner? And you're just like, yeah. And he goes, dope. That's cool as shit, man.
That's it right there.
And then he never ages, which is nice. That's like, he's cool like 50, too. But he still looks like he's my age. We're hanging out, so it's not weird. Dude, he's old as fuck, dude.
I didn't realize he was that old.
Yeah, he was in, like, the fucking movie. What's the Clueless or whatever it was? And he still looks the same.
That's true.
He just seems like a chill hang. Because I feel like that's a lot of things. Like, a lot of celebrities are probably, like, really busy and tight. Like, I don't want to hang out with Taylor Swift. Fuck off. Seems like work. I don't want to work. I want to hang out. I'm a low-key hang kind of guy.
Yeah.
If I have to work to hang out with you, I'm probably not going to hang out with you very often.
I think Adam, even though he doesn't act like it, I feel like he's very high energy.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to, like, the work aspect of it, like, it's still it's an all-day thing. So I just chose two really hard workers is what I chose.
Would you be friends with Tom Cruise?
Yeah, he seems cool.
Yeah, you're fucking mine. I wouldn't even talk to Tom Cruise.
Really?
Tom Cruise, like, hey, I want you on a mission. Like, today, he came to me today. He was like, I want you on a Mission Impossible. I'd be like, fuck. I mean, I'll do it, but also, like, don't talk to me on set. Because next thing you know, I'm going to be in the middle of Scientology.
He's out of his mind as an actor.
No.
And as a person.
As a person. As an actor, he's incredible.
No. He's a little wild.
Oh, he doesn't miss. He knows what he does.
Doesn't miss?
Name a bad movie that Tom Cruise is in.
I mean, how many Mission Impossibles are there?
Yeah, name a bad one. That's what sucks. He does all his own stunts.
I stopped watching after 4.
Because this dude was
so
like...
How many more are there?
Hey, you know... 6. You know how there's a total? He's like... Hey, you know how there's airplanes and you're supposed to be on the inside of one? I'm going to be on the outside of that bitch and there's nothing you can do to stop me. Record it. And he's like real life jackass on a professional level.
Is Paul Walker in heaven?
Is Paul Walker in heaven? No, he's in hell for sure.
I'm not choosing him because I was going to say if he's in heaven, I go hang with him.
No. Paul Walker's definitely in hell. He didn't wear a fucking seatbelt.
It's true.
Listen, if you don't wear a seatbelt and you die, you're going to hell. If you don't wear a mask and you get COVID, you're going to hell. Sorry, don't care about your beliefs. It's what's happening.
That's what happens.
They were like, hey.
Those are the rules? Them's the rules?
Them's the rules. That's what happens. They're like, hey, you know this easily preventable thing that you did nothing to stop? Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah.
Click it or ticket, Paul Walker.
I'm trying to think if there's any other body. Any other body. Any other person.
I feel like Josh would choose a weird celebrity. Who would you choose?
Here we go. Let's go.
You can be friends with any celebrity. Who?
Any celebrity
at any level. Like, it doesn't matter. They don't have to be like high end. They don't have to be low end. They don't have to be in movies. EDM artist, right? Yeah, I know. That's what I was gonna say. It was gonna be an EDM artist.
Probably Tiger.
Skrillex. Oh.
That's a good one actually.
See, I don't even fucking like golf, and I think because of that, Tiger would love the fuck out of me.
But it's because like Tiger, I'd be able to golf with him. Plus, has all
the people that I want to golf with. You don't. Here's the thing though. You think Tiger, who golfs as a profession, wants to just golf with a dude? That's always the weird thing to me, because it's like, you know who I would love to hang out with? Fucking Tony Romo.
Tiger only plays $1,000 a hole. Like, that's it. Minimum.
Yeah, and if you include his wife, at least 49 holes. Am I right? I'm just saying, like, I feel like if at work, like, someone's not going to be like, hey, Josh, you're a famous, what, I don't know, what you fuck, accounting, I don't know. You're a famous accountant. You want to add up some numbers together off work? And you're like, fuck you. I feel like that's his attitude. Like, and I feel like the fact that I have no knowledge of golf, don't give a fuck about golf, and would never talk about golf, I think would make him like me just a little bit more. Because he'd be like, hey, what do you like to do? And if the first thing out of my mouth isn't, can we go golfing? Mm-hmm. He's going to be like, this kid's dope. I like this kid. Because you already know Aaron would be like, hey, can we hit a few rounds? He'd be like, I mean, what I do every fucking day? Yeah, let's go. Fuck you. Let's go. Pack your shit. Let's go.
I don't know who else I would want to be.
Get over here, you make a wish fuck.
No, I think maybe Seven Lions, Illenium.
Skrillex. EDM artists?
Yeah.
What if Skrillex was like, okay, I'll hang out with you, but you gotta shave the side of your head?
I'll do it.
Just one.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. That's commitment. That's commitment, bro.
Red like he does.
I think if I ever had like a clan of people, like, you know how the like YouTuber groups,
yeah,
and there's like the FaZe group, like gaming groups, I would make everyone have the same haircut. That would be my rule. You gotta commit. You want to commit, bro? We all have to have the same haircut.
Oh, I would also want to. I think. Do you know who Optic Hex is?
Mm-mm.
He's the owner of Optic. He's a Mexican dude.
Okay.
And I'd probably be.
That'd be kind of cool. Friends with him. I dig that.
Yeah. Be on Optic. I want to play Call of Duty. Be the rage pro.
Oh, okay, I got you. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool.
Break your hand? Huh? Is that where you break your hand? No. Oh, I've already done that.
Yeah.
Well, you said rage pro. I didn't know what that was. I don't play games.
Just
mad. Oh.
Yeah, every group has like a dude that gets really fucking mad all the time. Unless you're like.
You'd be friends with Dr. Disrespect.
Would I be friends?
I would.
I was like, I would only. I want to get on just to make fun of those guys while being dog shit at the game. Like, imagine I'm, like, at a pro gamer level. Like, I'm hanging out with all the pro gamers. I'm just like, hey, Nick, aren't you, like, 5'5"? He's like, what the fuck did you say to me? Like, Tim the Fat Man. He's like, what the fuck is this new loser dude talking? Like, you're not even good at the fucking game. I was like, I ain't got to be good at the game. I'm good at real life. And they're like,
I'm good at real life.
your wife makes all the money? And I was just like, yeah, so sub to me. You know I need it. Like, fuck off. Hit me with them likes. And just, I was like, I'm trying to make a living here. Help me. I think that would be the key. I also like it when they, like, talk shit. Like, I think that's the part that I'd be really good at. Because I feel like a lot of, like, the funny people that are toxic don't really talk enough shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I would want to talk way more shit. Mm-hmm. Like, way more shit.
I
want
to get banned.
Ooh.
Yeah, really hard.
Oh, don't get canceled.
Something crazy.
Something crazy?
Yeah.
You just stand and pull your dick out on screen. You're like, you want to eat that? You want to eat that?
First thing.
Oh. You probably would. You say the N-word in like the first 30 minutes. And then you can just cancel.
You're canceled.
Like,
you're done.
They cancel for pretty that, easy. By the way. So you just have to hit them with
pretty
one of those. Or if you
easy.
Call anyone a simp or a virgin. Did you know that?
I saw it on Twitter.
That's so dumb. So Twitch just now announced rules.
Mm-hmm.
To where if you say certain words,
virgins?
Can't call them virgins.
It hurts their feelings.
You can't call them simps. And at the same time,
what is a simple simp is like?
Do you know what a simp is? Is like so a simp simple, is like a dude. No.
A simpleton.
Kind of, That's what I thought. Yeah.
A simp is a dude who's like sympathetic to women for no reason. So a simp is like a girl is providing you nothing, and you're like, oh my God, I'll die for you. Here's my money. Like, I love you so much. And she's never acknowledged your existence, but you're sending her your full paycheck every 2 weeks on Twitch or whatever.
You have the shoulder to cry on.
No. But they don't talk to you at all. They're like, oh, thanks for the sub. And it's like, I donated $2,000 to you. And she's like, thanks. And then just keeps going about her day.
This is a different kind of thing. Okay, they're not talking to you at all.
No.
Okay.
It's like a nice guy. But like, so simp is the thing that's gotten really popular.
It's a stalker.
Kind of.
That's not.
It's like the nice guy. I want to be like, I want to be the boyfriend, but the girl's like, oh. Yeah, simping is a real tragedy. So it's like, hey, I came over and I fixed her car and I did all this stuff and I bought her all these things and I like blah, 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 and I love her. And
is it
like,
an in-person thing or is it?
It can be both. It can be both. But a simp is like you give unnecessary value to a woman who's done nothing for you. I'm not saying you can't appreciate or like or like give gifts and all that, but I'm saying like you're dedicating an obsessive amount of time and resources for someone who doesn't give a fuck about you, and it's very obvious. So like, hey, don't be a simp. So like when you hold the door open for a girl, for example, if you're trying to roast that dude and you walk by, you're like, hey, quit being a simp. And you're just like, oh, can't be mean. It can't be nice.
If to someone says to me, I'd be like,
you wouldn't even know. You'd be like, I'm old as fuck. I don't get it, which is fair.
I'm 44. So
I'm a 49-year-old man.
I don't know what you just called me.
I can't wait for your son to get into video games. I can't wait till your son plays video games.
Thanks, bud.
It learns all the insults that they use and starts flying at you, and you're like,
what? Oh, I'm coming right to you two.
You're like, what?
No, you two still better be playing games. I'm going to write to y'all. I'm going to be like,
hey. I'm going to help him. I'm going to give him all that.
No. So I'm going to come to you guys and be like, hey bro, Alex just called me this.
You're selling really hard, bro. And you're like, what does that even mean? It's like, nah, bro, you're selling. You're selling.
And I will come to you and be like,
you suck and you're losing on purpose. And you're like, you're selling. Like, you're selling out. And you're just like, what? I kind of like some of the weird lingo that gets brought up is like you're literal dog water. It means you're bad at the game. And it's just like, that's what we're doing now? We're calling people dog water? I was like, we got to come up with something better.
My dog drinks filtered water.
Yeah, I know. My dog drinks better water than anyone in Africa right now. Like fucking white people water. You know what I'm saying? Like extra, like over the top. Like if I could give my dog Evian water, I fucking would.
Yeah.
We got 4 more minutes or we're at 40.
We're at 40.
Oh, we're going to wrap this bitch up. We'll see you next week with some real good shit. Hopefully some hot fire shit, if you know what I'm saying. Be on the lookout for that. I'm not committing to it just yet, but I'm like 98%
sure. I'm 98%
sure. And if you don't like that, fuck you.
You can tell the truth or not?
Yeah, let's tell the truth.
You can tell the truth?
About what?
Next week. You can tell the truth?
Oh, yeah. I'm not eating any fucking hot sauce. I don't give a shit. The whole game is about being embarrassed. Are you too embarrassed to talk about this? And I'm like, I'm fucking not. I'm going to be eating the hot fucking sauce and telling the truth the whole time.
That's true, actually. And then
I'll be having fucking lava diarrhea, and I'm not coming into work that day.
Yeah,
Unless you have Prince, maybe, and then I'll be there.
We'll try to make sure that's not the case.
I was like, if not, I'll just be there. It's fine. Oh, before we go, I want to let you know that I took a hot dump at work today.
Yeah, until you're gone for a second.
Hey, our boss walked right by it, and I was like, if this man makes eye contact at any point, it's fucking over. Because I could smell it, and I was like, after I sprayed.
You sprayed too?
I sprayed.
You can still smell it?
I was like, the air thickness quality was happening. So it's like, you know how it's like, it's
well, real. The bathroom, you hit a brick wall.
It's like real doo-doo air. It's like real doo-doo air. It's kind of thick and heavy. Like, so you spray the Glade over the top of it, and it's like a light breeze. It's like a light breeze up here, but this is like hot, just shit right here. And you're like wafting in between the two. And I opened the door so the office stirred it all around. And I just feel it hit my nostrils at the same time our boss walks by. And I'm just like, because of course I can't walk out. It's a narrow hallway. So I'm just standing in the shit air. And then he walked by and I was like, all right. And I closed it and I just kept walking. And I was like, I really hope he didn't just get a hook. Because it hurt in there. Like it smelled. It smelled dense. You know what I'm saying? Like outside is nice and breezy, and I had a fucking rainforest thickness air in there. Like it was like still. And I was like, Not a big log either. I was really disappointed for the amount of smell versus the product that I had. Mm. Yeah.
Disappointing.
Yeah, it was. But yeah. I was still like, God, why did he have to walk by right there? Like, of all the times, like, just fucking get out of here. Damn it.
Came to sit, brokenhearted.
Thought it was shit, but I farted.
Mm-hmm. Poetry. I'm glad you know that poet.
Yeah.
That poem.
Classic.
It's a good one. It's a great one.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with that poet. It's all good, though.
Okay.
Stay Gucci, guys.
And remember... You know, man.